ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मावरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः वि जस्ट् स्टार्टेड् टु सी आदिशङ्कर भगवत्पादास् commentary on all the after the Upadgata Bhashyam when Shankara Bhagavatpada established that all that a person wants to accomplish the ultimate end moksha is only jnanam. Even though karma is important, one has to perform karma as a discipline to prepare one's mind, still, ultimately, moksha does not require any karma. Moksha requires only jnanam. To the exclusion of everything else. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, he established towards the end. When he refuted the Karmakandis. It was then we had another Purvapakshi. In Pooja Swamiji's language, Talayati. Talayati Bommai means, he used to say, one who nods his head for everything. One who nods his head for everything means what? This Ekadesha Vedanti, Ekadesha Advaiti, who calls himself an Advaiti, but who gives a special adjective as Ekadesha, Ekadeshi, or Ekadeshi Advaiti, who simply says, Dvaitam is real, Advaitam is real, Satyam is, there's no Mithya for him. Everything is Satyam. And Karma and Jnanam, both must be combined to attain Moksha. So Moksha is not purely dependent on Jnanam. This jnanam must be combined with the karma in order to attain moksha. Why? Because for him, karma prescribed in the karma kanda is real. The teaching, upasana is real. Upasana phalam is real. Karma kanda phalam is real. Jnanam is real. Dvaitam is real. Advaitam is real. Everything is real. That's why he is known as Dvaita Dvaitavadi. And Ekadeshi Vedanti, Ekadeshi Advaiti, Dvaita Dvaitavadi. So Shankara Bhagavatpada now has to again reaffirm, make it very clear what a person needs ultimately for moksha is only jnanam. Jnanam and karma cannot be combined. Cannot be combined. Why? Because jnanam and karma, action and knowledge, are two different disciplines. Performance of action is a discipline. Pursuit of jnanam is a discipline. Two different disciplines and prescribed for people of two different lifestyles, ultimately for the attainment of jnanam, which itself is moksha. We are going to see today, read the Bhashyam and we'll understand. Before I start reading the commentary, let me make it very clear. Pujya Swamiji used to make it very, very, used to say that it is very important to understand this basic teaching. Here we are not thinking of a non-spiritual person. Here the discussion is only of a spiritual person. A spiritual person is the one who has purushartha nischayaha. A person has purushartha nischayaha means a person is very clear about the ultimate goal of human life being discovery of freedom, fullness, which is already there. And that ultimate goal, moksha, is in the form of knowledge. Knowledge of the absolute reality, knowledge of the reality of the entirety of the cosmos, obtaining as one's own self, itself is freedom. Knowledge itself is moksha. Because ignorance is bondage, knowledge itself is moksha. Though the person for whom jnanam and moksha are identical, they are not two different things. Attainment of knowledge of the self itself is attainment of moksha. Discovery of one's own self, the truth of oneself itself is discovery of freedom. Therefore, knowledge and moksha are identical. So whoever has purushartha nischayaha definitely knows the value of jnanam. Thereby, a person who commits himself to the pursuit of moksha, commits himself to the pursuit of jnanam, is a spiritual person. So any spiritual person, in fact, is the one who is aspiring for jnanam, for whom ultimate goal is jnanam, moksha in the form of jnanam. But still, for a spiritual person alone, Shastram prescribes two different disciplines, two different committed lifestyles. Shastram prescribes two different committed lifestyles, two different disciplines. One lifestyle is a life of following the lifestyle of a grihastha and following the lifestyle of a sannyasi. Between these two lifestyles, Shastram says definitely there is a choice. One can choose to be a karma yogi, choose to be a grihastha, or one can choose to become a sannyasi. As a spiritual person, in order to accomplish the absolute goal moksha, in the form of knowledge, one can choose to be a grihastha, one can choose to be a sannyasi. One should become a sannyasaha is not compulsory for all. There's no compulsion that one should choose to live a life of a sannyasi. No compulsion. There's a choice between these two lifestyles. Following the lifestyle of being a householder, following the lifestyle of being a sannyasi, renunciate. Between these two lifestyles, there is a choice. one can choose to be a grihastha householder, one can choose to be a sannyasi. Otherwise, going through the life of a karma, going through a house, life of a karma grihastha, later on one can choose to become a sannyasi also. So from brahmacharya ashrama, when a person begins his life as a brahmachari, as a student, from being a brahmachari, one has a choice of directly going to the life of a sannyasi, going to take the following the lifestyle of a sannyasi, or one has the choice of entering into the life of a householder. If a person skipping the householder's life, skipping the life of the vanaprastha ashrama, the two ashramas, from brahmacharya ashrama, if a person directly takes to the life of a sannyasa, he is known as Naishtika Brahmachari. A Naishtika Brahmachari is a sannyasi who has taken to a life of sannyasa directly from brahmacharya ashrama, skipping the ashramas in between. Whereas another choice is, from being a brahmachari, one can enter into the life of a grihastha, enter into the grihastha ashrama, one can take to the lifestyle of a householder. Then after some time, from being a grihastha, one can move on to the other stage of life. One can follow the lifestyle of a sannyasi also. Or without becoming a sannyasi also, one can continue to be a householder also. But one has to mentally go through sannyasa. Even a person, one does not take to a life of a sannyasa physically. Shastram does expect everyone to go through sannyasa mentally. Going through a sannyasa mentally means what? Becoming mature. Everyone has to grow mentally. Emotionally, one has to become mature. Anyway, so this, a person who takes to a life of a sannyasa or takes to a life of a grihastha, both are spiritual people only. Because for both of them, goal is the same. There's no difference in goal. Ultimate goal is moksha. Ultimate goal is jnanam, attainment of knowledge of the reality. But Shastram definitely prescribes two disciplines. As I said earlier, two lifestyle, between the two lifestyles, definitely there is choice. But between the two disciplines, there is no choice. What are those two disciplines? One discipline is converting all one's actions into a preparatory discipline. Converting one's actions into a preparatory discipline is karma yoga, discipline of karma yoga. Another discipline is jnana yoga. And these two disciplines have to be followed sequentially by every spiritual aspirant. There's no choice between these two disciplines. One has to go through the discipline of karma yoga in order to become adequately pure and steady. to have adequate mental purification and mental steadiness, one has to choicelessly go through the discipline of Karma Yoga. By having adequate mental purification and mental steadiness, a person becomes eligible for following the next discipline of Jnana Yoga. A discipline of Jnana Yoga has to be followed for the attainment of knowledge, which involves three steps also. The Shravanam, Mananam, and Nidhyasanam. All these three disciplines together constitute this one discipline of Jnana Yoga, the discipline of pursuit of Jnana. So between these two disciplines, there is no choice. If a person has sadhana chatushtaya sampattihi, if a person has shamaha, damaha, master, certain degree of mastery over one's sense organs, certain degree of mastery over one's mind, if a person has certain degree of emotional stability and intellectual sharpness, if a person is not disturbed by his mental impurities, if he has certain degree of mental purification steadiness, he can have a meditative disposition of the mind. Mental disposition is very important. Then a person is eligible to be given to the pursuit of Jnanam. He can follow this discipline of Jnana Yoga. So without being adequately prepared, if a person takes to the life of sannyasaha, or if a person is given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, still he cannot have the benefit of following the discipline. So as a spiritual person, whoever is given to the discipline of Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, that person definitely has this basic knowledge. I am the self different from the body, mind, sense complex. The sense, I am different from the body, mind, sense complex. That knowledge is there for both a Karma Yogi and a Jnana Yogi. The person who is given to the discipline of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Even though this basic knowledge of one's own self being different from the body, mind, sense complex is there for both of them, still there is far much difference between the people of two disciplines in their mental disposition, in their mindset. That is why Shastram prescribes two different disciplines. These two different disciplines are prescribed for people of two different mental dispositions, mental preparedness. So two different adhikaris, which also serves two different benefits. Karma Yoga blesses a person with mental preparedness, blesses a person with mental purity and mental steadiness. Whereas Jnana Yoga blesses a person with the attainment of Jnana. There is difference. The purpose is different. The benefits are different. Adhikaris are different. Lifestyles are different. Therefore, there is difference between these two. one person simultaneously cannot practice both disciplines. One person simultaneously cannot be the locus of the coexistence of both. It is not possible. Therefore, combining karma and jnanam is not possible. Therefore, the view of ekadeshi, dvaita dvaita vadi is not correct. So Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to establish that in his commentary. Okay, the basic understanding you need to know. So I wanted to tell you this. So let us read here in the commentary, because we missed last class. Hereafter we see that we go systematically, properly. I'm going to read from where Shankara Bhagavatpada first says, negates the Dvaita Dvaita Vadi's view. What is his view? Let me remind you. Knowledge and karma should be combined. Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadi. The person who states that knowledge must be combined with the karma as a means of attainment of moksha is said to be Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. He is called Ekadeshi Advaiti or Dvaita Dvaita Vadi. For him, there is nothing mithya. Everything is satyam. Okay. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada first negated the, from this is where we left, I think, last class. Let me make it very clear. I'm going to repeat what we saw in the last class in order not to have any confusion. Okay? Even if I have to spend some time for what you've already seen, doesn't matter. It's very important to have very clear understanding. Na tad asat. Tad asat. Remember? Have you all found that sentence? Where you find? Tad asat. Tad asat means he tells Dvaita Dvaita Vadi that view of Dvaita Dvaita Vadi is incorrect. His view is wrong. Knowledge and karma need not be, cannot be combined as a means of attainment of mokshaha. That is, that much you need to understand for the small answer. Tad asat. Then Shankara Bhagavatpada explains how Bhagavan Krishna himself beautifully presents the teaching as two different understandings for people of two different perceptions. First, he says, Jnana Karma Nishtayoho Vibhaga Vachanat Buddhidvaya Ashrayayoho Tad Asat. He says, why he says his view is wrong? Because Jnana Karma Nishtayoho Vibhaga Vachanat. There is Vibhaga Vachanam. There is teaching the words of instruction of Bhagavan. The word, Bhagavan's teaching revealing the distinction, difference. Vibhaga Vachanam means teaching implying the distinction, difference between nishthas, Nishtha means what? Committed lifestyle. Please make a note, the word Nishtha sometimes is used to say assimilated knowledge. Jnanam, knowledge, Jnana Nishtha means assimilated knowledge. But here it does not mean assimilated knowledge. Here the word Nishtha means strict adherence. It also means committed lifestyle. So Jnana Nishtha means a lifestyle committed, a committed lifestyle, lifestyle committed to the pursuit of Jnanam is Jnana Nishtha. Then Karma Nishtha means a lifestyle committed to the performance of action. Jnana Nishtha and Karma Nishtha. Jnana Nishtha is a lifestyle which is committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, where attainment of Jnanam is the absolute ultimate priority. Jnanam is the Pradhanam, a lifestyle in which the importance is given only to the attainment of Jnanam. The priority in Jnana Nishtha is for Jnanam. Whereas Karma Nishtha is a committed lifestyle, whereas commitment is to the performance of action. The priority is performance of action. Therefore, between these two lifestyles, Jnana Karma Nishtayoho Vibhaga Vachanat, that is teaching, words of instruction, revealing the distinction between the two committed lifestyles. Why these two lifestyles are committed lifestyles are distinct? Why they are different? Because buddhidvaya ashrayayoho. These two committed lifestyles are based on two different understandings, two different perceptions, two different convictions. Buddhi here means knowledge. The lifestyle committed to the pursuit of knowledge is based on the knowledge, certain knowledge. The lifestyle committed to the performance of action is based on the knowledge. This difference in the knowledge, this difference in knowledge based on which these two distinct lifestyles are there. Is it clear? So what is that knowledge? So Jnana Nishtha is dependent, is based on which knowledge? Karma Nishtha is based on which knowledge? He is going to explain to us in the following sentences. Jnana Nishtha is based on certain knowledge. Karma Nishtha is also based on certain knowledge. There is difference between that knowledge based on which these two committed lifestyles are. To make us understand, Shankaracharya says, Ashochyan ityadina Bhagavata yavat swadharmam apicha aveksha iti etadantena granthena yat paramartha tattva nirupanam kritam tat sankhyam. Okay. To make us understand the difference in knowledge or perception based on which these two committed lifestyles are, Shankara Bhagavad Pada is going to make us understand a set of three, two sets of three words. Two sets of three words each. Okay, one set of three words, another set of three words. Let me make it very clear. First is Sankhyam. Sankhyam, Sankhya Buddhihi and Sankhyaha. The first set of three words. Sankhyam, Sankhya Buddhihi and Sankhyaha. Got it? Sankhyam, Sankhya Buddhihi, Sankhyaha. Why? I have tried to be very slow today. People requested me. So, I thought, let me teach slowly and make it very clear hereafter so that you will not have any confusion. Okay. Another set of three words are Yogaha, Yoga Buddhihi, Yogi. Yogaha, Yoga Buddhihi, Yogi. We are two sets of three words each. Sankhyam, Sankhya Buddhihi, Sankhyaha. Yogaha, Yoga Buddhihi, Yogi. First he says, the second chapter, in the second chapter, 11th verse onwards, until the 31st verse, in 21 verses, Bhagavan Krishna unfolds the nature of the self. All the verses presented in those, that portion of second chapter, the 11th to the 31st, in all those verses, the nature of the essential nature of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self implied by the term Atma is discussed. Essential nature of the one's own self. So essential nature of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self implied by the term Atma is discussed in those verses, in 21 verses. Actually speaking, 20 verses, Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions until the 31st verse. So there we understand how this reality obtaining as one's own self means the reality obtaining as the content of I, the first person singular pronoun I, just distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, that reality is pure consciousness. It is beginningless, endless, changeless, independent. It is indestructible. It is no harm. No element can do any harm to it. Changeless, all pervasiveness. It is of the nature of all pervasiveness, timelessness. So we understood. I'm not going to elaborate on that. This knowledge of the nature of the reality, knowledge of the nature of the reality, imparted in these verses, is said to be Sankhyam. Knowledge of the essential nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self, imparted in these verses, verse number 11 to 31st, is said to be Sankhyam. Sankhyam itself means knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the essential nature of one's own self. Knowledge of the nature of the reality is Sankhyam. The word Sankhyam means what? Sankhyam means knowledge, but knowledge of what? Knowledge of one's own self. Knowledge of the essential nature of one's own self is said to be Sankhyam. really speaking, the nature of the reality itself is said to be Sankhya. The nature of the reality, nature of one's own self discussed in the 21 verses from the 11th verse onwards until 31st verse is said to be Sankhyam. And the knowledge of the nature of the reality is said to be Sankhya Buddhihi. Sankhya Buddhihi or Sankhya Buddhihi. Atma Swarupam is said to be Sankhyam. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is said to be Sankhya Buddhihi. Is it clear? Sankhyam, Sankhya Buddhihi. What is Sankhyam? Atma Swarupam is Sankhyam. So Sankhyam forms the subject matter of 21 verses. Sankhyam ityuktekim Atma Swarupameva Sankhyam. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is Sankhya Buddhihi. And those people for whom this knowledge is appropriate, people who deserve this knowledge, who are eligible to attain this knowledge, who are qualified to pursue this jnanam, who deserve this knowledge, are said to be Sankhyaha. So, nature of the reality is Sankhyam. Knowledge of the nature of reality is Sankhya Buddhihi. And those who deserve that jnanam are said to be Sankhyaha. So, Shankaracharya says, first, let me read it now. Ashochyan ityadina yavat swadharmam apicha aveksya iti yetadantena granthena bhagavata yat paramartha tattva nirupanam kritam tat sankhyam. Sankhyam it took takim. You ask the question, Sankhyam it took takim. What is Sankhyam? Sankhyam is that which is nothing but the establishment of the essential nature of the self. Paramartha tattva nirupanam. Teaching of essential nature of the self. So essential nature of the self itself is what? Sankhyam. Tad vishaya buddhihi atmanaha janmadi shad vikriya abhavat akarta atma iti prakranartha nirupanat ya jayate sa sankhya buddhihi. So sankhya buddhihi means knowledge of the nature of the reality, that from that portion which discusses the nature of reality, one knowledge happens, knowledge rises. What is the knowledge which rises? Atma akarta. Atma is non-doer. Why Atma is non-doer? Because Atma is free from changes, modifications such as birth, etc. Shad janmadi shad vikriya abhavaha asti atmanaha. Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Atma is free from sixfold modifications such as birth, etc. So changelessness, from this what do we understand? Janmadi shad vikriya abhavaha asti atmanaha. Janmadi shad vikriya abhavat akarta. Atma is non-doer. How do we say Atma is non-doer? Atma is non-doer because What is implied with the Atma is pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Why? Because Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness alone is said to be actionlessness. Action means, action presupposes or implies motion. Motion implies change. Understand? Atma is free from sixfold modifications, such as birth, etc. Jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, kshiyate, nashyati. All these, the body is said to be shad vikaravan dehaha. Physical body is subject to all these sixfold modifications. Such changes are not there on the part of the Atma. Shad janmadi shad vikriya abhavat. Abhavat. Due to the absence of sixfold changes, modifications on the part of the Atma, Atma is of the nature of changelessness. We understand this. As Atma is of the nature of changelessness, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, Atma is akarta. Atma akarta iti katam uchyate. How is it said Atma is akarta? Beautiful answer. Janmadi shad vikriya abhavati. Due to the absence of sixfold modifications, Atma is akarta. Akarta Atma iti. Prakaranartha nirupanat. This fact that Atma is an undoer is established from the teaching given in that portion where the 21 verses. Prakaranartha nirupanat. As this fact is established in that portion of 21 verses of second chapter where Sankhyam is discussed, presented. The essential nature of the Atma is discussed. There we understand Atma is free from modifications. Therefore, Atma is non-doer. Okay. Now, ya buddhi jayate. This knowledge of the essential nature of the Atma which rises, that Atma is definitely a non-doer. Because Atma is free from sixfold modifications. This nature of the Atma rises because of the teaching given in these 21 verses. That knowledge of the essential nature of Atma is Sankhya Buddhihi. Sa Sankhya Buddhihi. What is Sankhyam? Sankhya Buddhihi. Even in sleep, if you are woken up and asked, what is Sankhyam, what is Sankhya Buddhihi, you must be able to say. Okay? No more complaint. No more confusion. Nature of the Atma is Sankhyam. Knowledge of the nature of the Atma is Sankhya Buddhihi. Sankhya Buddhihi. Sa Yesham Jnaninam Uchita Bhavati. Sa buddhihi, sa sankhya buddhihi, that knowledge of the essential nature of reality is appropriate, uchita bhavati, yesham jnaninam, for those jnanis, means those people, te sankhyaha, they are known as sankhyaha. Yesham jnaninam sa uchita bhavati te sankhyaha. For those people for whom this knowledge of essential nature of reality is appropriate, they are said to be sankhyaha. So sankhyaha also is said to be sannyasinaha. Sankhyaham is really mature people. Now, what is yogam? What is... So, jnananishtha. Jnananishtha involves this. Jnananishtha, life still committed to the pursuit of jnanam, involves this sankhyam, sankhya buddhihi and sankhyaha. Next he says, etisyaha buddhehe janmanaha prak. Before the rising of such knowledge of the nature of the self, before the rising of the knowledge of the nature of the self, atmanaha dehadi vyatiriktatva kartrutva boktrutvadi apekshaha dharma adharma viveka purvakaha moksha sadhana anushtana lakshanaha yogaha. Now we are going to understand three words. Yogaha. Please make note of the word yogaha has different meanings. But here the word yogaha, what is yogaha? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, yogaha is nothing but action. Action in the form of action performed as a discipline. Action performed as a discipline. Performed as the means, in indirect means of attainment of moksha. Pujya Swamiji used to say, anything and everything you do, if it contributes for mental preparation, it is a yoga. I like his way of saying. Anything and everything a person does, if it contributes for mental preparation, it is yoga. If it doesn't contribute for mental preparation, it's a mere karma. So, yogaha is nothing but action performed as a discipline. Action performed as a discipline followed as an indirect means of attainment of mokshaha. What is yoga? Yogaha is an action performed as a discipline followed as an indirect means of attainment of mokshaha. Moksha sadhana anushtana lakshanaha. Moksha sadhana anushtana lakshanaha. An action in the form of a discipline as a means of attainment of moksha. Then, that action performed in the form of or as a discipline, as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, definitely involves, presupposes what? Involves the knowledge of right and wrong. Dharma adharma dharma adharma viveka purvakaha. Beautiful. Dharma adharma viveka purvakaha. What is yoga? It's a long compound, so I have to explain this. Yoga is an action performed as a discipline, as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, involving definitely the knowledge of right and wrong. If you are not using knowledge of right and wrong, there is no yoga. It's a karma. Understand? Dharma, dharma, viveka, purvakaha. Then, that even that discipline, even the karma, performed as a discipline, as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, involving the urge of right and wrong, definitely a person uses his knowledge of right and wrong. That action also requires apekshaha. Yogaha apekshaha, that which requires what? ஆத்மனஹா தேகாதி வியக்திரிக் தத்துவம் விச் ரிக்வயர்ஸ் தி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆஃப் ஆத் செல்ஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் பீங் டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தி பாடி. Even a karma yogi definitely knows atma is distinct from different from the body. Okay, distinct from the body. Dehadi vyatiriktatvam, which requires the understanding of the self being distinct from the body, which requires the kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam, etc., which requires the doership, enjoyership, etc., on the part of oneself. Beautiful, the definition of yoga. What is yoga? Even to live a life of karma yoga, definitely one must have what? Kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am an enjoyer, and the doer. That notion is must. The notion will be there. Without that notion, one cannot perform actions. Even if a person understands, I'm Atma, different from the body, even though that basic understanding is there, still he has yet to become prepared for the jnana. His priority is only karma. He has kartrutvam, he has bhoktrutvam. Therefore, action performed as a discipline, as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, involving the knowledge of right and wrong, definitely that action requires the understanding of the self being distinct from the body. At the same time, acceptance, understanding of the doership and enjoyership, requires doership and enjoyership. So he says, Atmanaha Dehadi Vyatiriktatva Kartrutva Bhoktrutvadi Apekshaha. It requires, without Bhoktrutvam Kartrutvam, it is not possible for one to be a Karma Yogi also. Naturally it is there, it requires. This is the beautiful, okay? What is Yogaha? Yoga is an action, not some mere action. A mere action will be a karma. An action performed as a discipline is yoga. An action performed as a discipline in the form of an indirect means of attainment of moksha, which presupposes the knowledge of right and wrong, which requires the understanding of the self being different from the body, which requires doership and enjoyership on the part of the doer. Is it clear? This is what is yoga. Sankhyam is easy. No way. Nature of the reality is Sankhyam. Nature of the reality established in those 21 verses is Sankhyam. But what is yoga? Yoga kaha means you have to say action. Action is yoga. Which action is yoga? Not simply performed action. Action performed as a discipline and with an understanding that it serves as an indirect means of attainment of moksha by contributing for the mental preparation. And definitely it involves, presupposes knowledge of right and wrong. It requires kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. With understanding of the self being distinct from the body. Is it clear? Now, what is yoga buddhi? Tad vishaya buddhi yoga buddhi. So, knowledge of knowledge with reference to that action, reference to action. Knowledge with reference to action, knowledge pertaining to action is yoga buddhi. Knowledge pertaining to action means what? How the action must be performed. How to convert the action into a discipline? How to convert the mere action into yoga? How to convert action into yoga? And what attitude one must have? One must make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. One must know that this action is going to contribute for the mental preparation required for attainment of jnanam. Therefore, it's indirect means of attainment of moksha. And definitely there is doership and enjoyership. Even though karma yogi has this basic understanding of self being this different from the body. Therefore, what he says is, knowledge with reference to action is yoga buddhihi. Knowledge pertaining to action, how to convert the action into a discipline, is yoga buddhihi. Is it clear? Very important. Yoga buddhihi. Why I'm repeating, basic teaching is very, very, very important. This is where people go wrong. I remember how many, 100 times Swamiji would have told in the class, these things. Without living a life committed to the life of value, without committed to live a life of values, committed to values, universal values, there's no yoga, Swamiji says. If there's no commitment to live a life of dharma, there's no way of converting your action into discipline. Therefore, dharma dharma viveka purvakaha moksha sadhana anushthana lakshanaha yogaha tad vishaya buddhi yoga buddhihi. So knowledge pertaining to action as how to convert action into a discipline, preparatory discipline, is yoga buddhihi. Very nice. Next. Sa yesham karminam uchita bhavati te yoginaha. Sa buddhihi yoga buddhihi. Knowledge pertaining to action. How to convert the action into a discipline. That knowledge is appropriate for people. Those people for whom that knowledge pertaining to action is appropriate, those people who are inclined for activities are said to be yogis, yoginaha. Yoginaha ke, yoga buddhihi ka, yogaha kaha. Three questions. What is yogaha? What is knowledge pertaining to yoga? And who are yogis? Yoginaha ke, yoga buddhihi ka, yogaha kaha. Three questions. You must have the answers. Sankhyam kim, sankhya buddhihi ka, sankhyaha ke. Who are sankhyas? What is Sankhya Buddhihi? What is Sankhyam? You must know this. Like he says, Sa Yoga Buddhihi, that knowledge pertaining to action, Uchita, appropriate. Yesham Karminam, those people who are inclined for activities, inclined to perform actions, for whom that knowledge pertaining to action is appropriate, they are said to be yoginaha. They become yogis, yoginaha bhavanti. Sa yesham, yesham karminam sa yoga buddhihi uchita bhavati te yoginaha. Okay. Having explained this, now Shankaracharya says, why does he talk about this? He makes it very clear. What is Sankhyam? What is Sankhya Buddhihi? Who are Sankhyaha? What is Yogaha? What is Yoga Buddhihi? And who are Yoginaha? Having explained this, Shankaracharya says, Tathacha Bhagavata Vibhakte Dve Buddhi Nirdishte. Shankaracharya is telling the Ekaseshi, Ekadeshi, okay, is Ekadeshi Dvaita Dvaita Vadi. Shankara Bhagavatpada tells him, Bhagavata Nirdishte, by Bhagavan himself in Bhagavad Gita itself, it has been mentioned, it has been very clearly pointed out, Bhagavata Nirdishte, by Bhagavan himself in Bhagavad Gita itself, this has been made very clear. What? Dve Buddhi Vibhakte, Dve Vibhakte Buddhi Nirdishte, by Bhagavan himself, two distinct knowledge. Two distinct knowledge, twofold knowledge. Knowledge pertaining to the pursuit of knowledge. A knowledge pertaining to the life still committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Knowledge pertaining to the life still committed to the pursuit of action. Twofold knowledge. Dve buddhi, vibhakte buddhi. Twofold distinct knowledge has been prescribed, mentioned by Bhagavan himself in Bhagavad Gita. How? He says, he presents a quotation from Bhagavad Gita itself, 39th verse of 2nd chapter, where Bhagavan says, Yesha te bhihita sankhe buddhir yoge twimam shrunu buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. Shankara Bhagavatpada does not present the whole verse. He only says half a sentence. What is it? Yesha te bhihita sankhe buddhir yoge twimam shrunu iti. By Bhagavan himself, the distinction between the knowledge pertaining to jnananishta, knowledge pertaining to karmanishta has been stated, where he says, Yesha buddhihi, sankhye buddhihi te abhihita. Yesha sankhye buddhihi te abhihita. Bhagavan says, until now, until 31st verse, Bhagavan taught what? Only the nature of the reality. Sankhye buddhihi te abhihita. It has been imparted to you until now, knowledge of the nature of the reality. Okay, knowledge pertaining to the nature of the Atma has been, knowledge of the nature of the reality has been imparted to you until now. Imam Shnu, now listen to me hereafter, your Buddha Yoga. Buddhihi. Hereafter, may you listen to the imparting of the knowledge pertaining to action. In 39th verse, Bhagavan says, until now, the knowledge pertaining to the nature of the reality has been imparted. Now, knowledge pertaining to action is going to be imparted. Listen, may you listen. Which means what? Bhagavan makes it very clear, there's distinction, there's difference between the knowledge pertaining to action, knowledge pertaining to the life still committed to jnananishta and karmanishta. Karmanishta requires yoga buddhihi. Jnananishta requires sankhya buddhihi. Jnananishta is based on is dependent on knowledge of the nature of the reality. Karma Nishtha is dependent on this lifestyle committed to the performance of action, is based on, is dependent on the knowledge with reference to action, knowledge pertaining to action. So two different lifestyles needs the knowledge pertaining to two different factors. A person who follows this, the lifestyle committed to the performance of action, must have yoga buddhi so that he can live his life properly as a karma yogi. A person who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who follows the lifestyle committed to the pursuit of jnanam, must have sankhya buddhi so that he can be contemplative upon nature of the self. If he has to be successful, a sankhya must have sankhya buddhi. A person who is committed to who's committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who follows the lifestyle of sannyasi, definitely must have sankhya buddhi. A person who follows the karma nishtha must have yoga buddhi, knowledge with reference to action, so that he will know how to perform his actions. So that they both will have benefit of following the two disciplines. A karma yogi should have the benefit of living a life of karma yoga. A sankhya or sannyasi or a jnana yogi who follows the discipline of jnana yoga should enjoy the benefit of that following the discipline. So they are two different disciplines meant for two people of two different mental dispositions. Iti tayoho cha sankhya buddhi ashrayam, sankhya buddhi ashrayam jnana yogena nishtham sankhyanam vibhaktam vakshyati pura vedatmana maya prokta iti. So Bhagavan makes it very clear. This teaching has been already imparted by me in the very beginning itself. Who am I? Vedatma. Bhagavan calls himself a Vedatma. I'm going to explain this only tomorrow, depending upon my time, availability of my time. Okay. Tomorrow I'm traveling. I'm going to send a beautiful small note in our group hereafter. Whatever we cover in the class, important technical terms you can memorize in the immediately after the class, so that you will not forget what we are reading in these portions. Okay. So I only repeated what I did last class, the previous class. I didn't do any new class today. I want to make it very clear. So sankhya buddhi ashrayam jnana yogena nishtham sankhyanam vibhaktam vakshyati. So what exactly it means, I'll explain tomorrow. Okay, this sentence. I only repeated last class lesson. I only clarified what I taught in the last class. I have not done anything new in this class. Only one sentence has added. Tathacha bhagavata vibhakte dve buddhi nirdishte. Dve vibhakte buddhi bhagavata nirdishte. You put the proper prose order, if you do, it will be very easy for you to understand. Twofold distinct knowledge has been imparted by Bhagavan, where Bhagavan says, this knowledge pertaining to the nature of this, the knowledge of the nature of the self has been imparted to you. Hereafter, knowledge with reference to action is going to be imparted. May you listen to this. So what Shankar Bhagavatpada wants to say, it is not yet over. Tomorrow we're going to see, we'll see how we can change the timing and let you know soon. Wait for your messages. Then check your message and you'll find out. Okay? The Shankar Bhagavatpada's teaching is not yet over. He is going to give his own reasons and finally he'll say, knowledge and karma cannot be combined. Two disciplines cannot be simultaneously be there and a part of the same person. One individual cannot have the status of being the locus of the coexistence of two disciplines simultaneously. This is going to make it very clear. Okay. What is very important lesson today? An action itself is called yoga. Only if it involves knowledge of right and wrong, dharma. Only if a person has purushartha nischaya. Only if a person is committed to the pursuit of jnana. Only if a person considers this discipline of action as an indirect means of attainment of moksha by contributing for mental preparation. So one cannot be even a karma yogi if he does not have purushartha nischaya. There's also an important lesson. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.